Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Okay, I need to know if I'm the only one that does this and how embarrassing it is when you are wrong and there's no hiding from it. There's no running away. Like, you've made your mistake and you're just sitting in it.
Jess literally texted me. She was so embarrassed about this. What happened?
I was at the gym at Merit working out. Okay, the Merit club that I go to is in Towson. I know that Governor Larry Hogan lives in Annapolis. Right. I know that he lives there.
Some deduction would have been nice.
All right, I know that he's there. For whatever reason, I'm working out and I turn to my right and I see this man and I thought it was Governor Larry Hogan. And I got so excited and I like stared him down and he turned and we locked eyes. And in this 10 seconds of me, like it was like a roller coaster. Like, I'm going up. The fangirl is about to come out. You're I'm about to make a scene. Oh my God. And then
I need to mention this really quick, because in case you're new to our show, we have this weird celebrity obsession.
And I think it's just because we talk about him all the time. Yeah. We don't hang out with anybody. So like the only people that we have some like weird connection to are like Larry Hogan.
The TV people.
Yeah.
That's it.
Be More Lifestyle and Liz from Traffic.
Right.
Like those are our people. And I talk about him all the time. And I think he's a cool dude. I don't know him, but I mean, I don't know.
So you're over here with fake Larry Hogan.
I'm over here with fake Larry. And I look at him and I'm about to freak out. And then he is staring at me. And then when I see the fear in his eyes, I'm like, wait, that's not Larry Hogan. He doesn't live here. Why would he be in Towson? And the man just like runs away. And
so I was you saw Larry Fogan.
It was,
you know, like
guy.
That's not it.
It was so bad.
How dumb did you feel in that moment too?
It was so bad.
Thank God you did not say anything to that man. Can you imagine? You're like, oh my God, Larry Hogan, what are you doing up here?
It would have been so embarrassing.
This is so wild. The same thing happened to me. I actually got punked, okay? So this is like shortly after I moved to San Diego, and I'm sitting at lunch with two people. You weren't there, I don't think. And with a bunch of radio people, and they were like, oh my God, there's Tom Cruise.
What?
And I was like, Tom Cruise? Wow. Like, I had just moved to California. I thought movie stars just hung out at all these little peach bars, whatever, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, Tom Cruise, where? And like, he's right over there. And I'm like, I turn around, like, oh my God.
It was him?
That's Tom Cruise.
Like,
That has to be Tom Cruise. And they're hyping up, oh my God, Tom Cruise. You should totally go ask him for a picture.
Oh,
you should.
No.
And then I'm like, I'm a little too skeptical when people are like making me go do something, you know, as the new guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Is that really Tom Cruise? Like, yeah, for sure. Come on, Maverick, go do it, man. Yeah, Top Gun. And finally somebody stopped and they're like, no, that guy's a Tom Cruise impersonator that just lives in town and literally just dresses like Tom Cruise at all times. I literally would have walked up to that person and would have been like, oh my God, Tom Cruise, mm-hmm. What are you doing here? This is so fun. Let's ask that question. Have you ever, I don't know if we'll get calls on this, so we may just have to move on, but have you ever felt like you saw a celebrity? Have you ever, like, you didn't go to like a meet and greet to something, but you were like, you saw somebody, you're like, that person, I swear, that's got to be blank.
Yeah.
Okay. And the question then, part two of that question is, was it actually that person?
And how embarrassed were you?
Because sometimes you do see celebrities in the wild. You know what I mean? Like, it does happen. But I would say 90% of the stories I think that are probably out there right now are people that are like, nah, totally wrong. Not that person at all. We'll talk to Brianna. Hi, Brianna. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing well. Tell us the situation first.
So I was at Zion National Park in Utah with my boyfriend and his sister.
Okay.
And we were just taking pictures and enjoying the scenery, and we thought that we saw Doug Cameron.
Now, who is Doug Cameron?
She's a Disney celebrity.
A Disney celebrity. Okay, so you're over there. You're like, oh my God, I think that's Doug Cameron.
Yeah.
Zion National Park in the middle of nowhere. Like, what are the odds of a celebrity sighting?
What show was he on?
Liv and Maddie, as well as there's like different movies that she was in as well, like Disney movies.
Oh, it's a girl. Cool. It's a girl. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you decide to then go up to her and ask that question?
So we were actually standing behind her. She was taking pictures in front of us, and then we were next for like that little area.
Yeah.
And I said to my boyfriend, I was like, I swear to gosh, like that is Doug Cameron. And I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, she smiled at us. She was really nice and everything. And then a couple of days later, I wanted to look at her Instagram and see, like, if she posted any of those pictures and kind of confirm whether I was right or not. And she actually did post
those
pictures.
Damn, man.
Man.
Damn, man. Could have gone up to her.
Way. No.
See, your boyfriend blocked your shine. Your boyfriend blocked your shine that one moment, man. I hate that. But that's cool. It actually was a celebrity, unlike Larry Fogan over here, where it was not. So thank you. Thank you for calling us. Who's on one, Jess?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning.
You thought you saw a celebrity. Tell us the situation yet, and then we'll find out it really was a celebrity.
Okay. Well, I'm from West Virginia, and we have a something called the Force Festival in Elkins. And this was a few years back. But we were actually at the pig races.
Okay.
And I'm looking, and I'm going, oh, my God. That's Neil Patrick Harris.
Wow, Neil Patrick Harris of Doogie Howser fame.
Well, I have all my family there, and my family's going, yeah, Chris, right, you know. And I'm going, I swear to God, it's him.
Yeah.
And they're going, no, you're nuts. You know, what would he be doing at the pig race?
Right. Okay, let me point that out really quick, because sometimes you have to use deductive reasoning, all right? Like, Neil Patrick Harris, odds are... not at a pig race,
okay,
right?
But like, what's not cool about that is we don't know if he has family here, you know? Like, what if he's just hanging out?
Well, actually, I was redeemed because a little while later, we went to the Grand Feature Parade. And the first big float that comes through is the Grand Marshal of the Parade.
And it's Neil Patrick Harris.
And the Grand Marshal of the Parade was Neil Patrick Harris.
No!
That is so
freaking
cool. That was not the ending I was expecting.
I missed my opportunity to meet him because my family told me I was nuts.
But it
actually was Neil Patrick
That's
Harris
so
who was
funny.
The Grand Marshal.
That's
you know
cool.
What, you know what? Thank you for calling. You know what I think the moral of the story is here? Is like, if you think it's a celebrity, why not?
Just go for
it. Just go for it. Maybe you should have asked that guy if he was Larry Hogan
or
not.
And you know what?
Could have been.
And you know what? Even if you get embarrassed, you're never going to see him again.
Line two is...
Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who do you think that you saw? Give us the scenario first, and then we'll ask you if it actually was that person.
Okay. Well, because I actually have two different stories. One where it was that person, and one where it wasn't that person.
Okay. Give us short versions of both.
Okay, so back in high school, I was the editor of the yearbook. We go to this conference at Columbia University in New York City. We do the whole New York tour thing, a whole bunch of high school kids.
Sure.
And we're in Bloomingdale and in the shoe department in the lower level. And my friend sees this woman dressed head to toe in black leather. And this is like right when New Wave was coming across from England, you know, and Duran Duran, all that stuff. So she had like spiky black hair, big sunglasses, high boots, la la la. She asked the woman, "Do you mind if I take your picture?"
Who did you think it was? Who did you think it was at the time?
We had no idea.
Oh, you just liked her outfit.
He loved her outfit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And here we are, these little country bumpkins from Baltimore. We don't know like big city, stuff.
Right.
So this is the first time I think either one of us had ever seen anybody dressed head to toe in black leather with these wraparound sunglasses and these high boots and just looking really fierce with this like spiky black hair. So the woman asked, "Do I have to take off my sunglasses?" And my friend says, "No, I love your sunglasses. They really make your outfit." And the woman's like, "Okay, fine." So my friend takes a picture and thanks the woman. The woman and this guy leave the area, and they start going up the escalator. And my friend turns around and grabs my arm, and she goes, "Oh, my God." I said, "What?" She goes, "That was Cher."
Whoa.
No.
Wow, that is cool. And it definitely was Cher, 100%, no doubt?
100%, it was Cher, her then-boyfriend, yeah.
That's freaking cool.
That is so cool.
Okay, so give us
awesome.
Give us the
so
time.
Tiny.
Give us the time you get it wrong, then. You get that one right, but give us the time you get it wrong.
So this, of course, goes back a few years, too. And there was a golf tournament going on in the area, and my husband's a big golf fan. So we're at the Chart House in Annapolis, and he kept like grabbing my arm and saying, oh my God, I think that's Corey Pavin, and he wouldn't let it go. I'm like, well, go up and ask him. And he said,
Corey Pavin is
no.
Who, by the way, for those who don't know?
Golfer.
Professional golfer.
All right. And
wait, did we lose you?
Oh, no. Aaron, are you there? We can't hear you. Aw.
You think in 2021, phone service would be a whole lot better than it actually is.
I know. Can you hear me now?
You know?
Nope. All right, check
Aaron,
in.
Are you there?
Aaron. Oh, we lost
man,
her.
Man, I hate that. Let me talk to, by the way, I don't think it was him. Just spoiler alert, I don't think it was him. So there you go. Hey, Lauren, good morning.
Good morning.
So you think you saw a celebrity. You were just out and about living your life. Tell us the scenario yet first, and then we'll figure out, was it actually the celebrity?
Yes. So, Santa Monica, California. Martin Luther King's weekend, 2005. I'm walking past this restaurant, and the outside terrace where folks are eating, I look over, and I swear it's Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Wow, no. Bill Nye.
That's cool.
And so, I stop in my tracks. I look, you know, tall, lanky, and they're discussing weather. So, I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah, totally.
It has to be Bill Nye. What else would Bill Nye talk about, right?
Yeah.
Well, and then one of the women that was at the table looks to me and kind of gives me that, like, reassuring nod and, like, half smile, like, yeah, it's him.
Yeah.
Wow. Was it
so
actually Bill Nye?
I didn't want to bother him. But it's 99.99999% sure. It's got to be Bill Nye.
Did you take a picture or no?
I did, because I didn't want to, you know, intrude.
Yeah, it's weird.
Trying to be nice.
It's weird.
The woman, the reassurance from, you know, from the table.
Yeah.
Like it was him.
That's all you need in your heart. You know it was
wink,
him.
Wink. But, to this day, you can't be 100% for sure. Maybe it was the guy that just always dresses up like Bill Nye and goes out and talks about weather. Because, like, why would Bill Nye be just... I have to believe that somebody like a Bill Nye just doesn't sit around talking about weather constantly.
Why? You why know? Not, though?
We'll never know, Jess.
I feel like... No, that was him, Lauren.
We'll never know. Hey, Kimberly, good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
How's Bel Air this morning, by the way?
It's lovely.
Good.
Tell us where you were. You're just living your life, and you turn and you see a celebrity. Don't tell if this actually was a celebrity or not, but set the scene for us first.
So I was in Boston at the club Polyesters, which used to play, like, 80s music.
Okay.
And I was there at a bachelorette party.
Okay.
And we had been celebrating all day, and someone pointed across the room, and all the people in the bridal party were theater people besides me. So they were always swearing they saw celebrities everywhere they went.
Yeah.
And so the one pointed across the room and said, all right, do you want me to tell the person's name?
Yes, yes. Who did you think it was?
She said, oh my gosh, it's Ben Affleck.
Wow.
And it was right after he broke up with Gwyneth.
Oh,
wow.
And
I was
okay.
Like,
wait, and I think he's a Boston boy, right? I think he is, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so could be a real possibility.
Right, and I was like, you're full of it, and you drank too much. And she was like, no, they were all like, no, it definitely is, oh my gosh, and they're like texting all their friends, and I don't know, I was feeling a little punchy, so I got up and walked across the club and was like, so I hear those girls over there think you're Ben Affleck. I don't, but see this really beautiful woman with the veil? She thinks you're Ben Affleck, and she doesn't always feel super good about herself, so you're going to come over with me, and you're going to tell her she's beautiful, and you're going to kiss her.
Oh, my God. Stop it.
He was like, oh, I am. Who says? I'm like, I do. And I, like, picked him up. I, like, grabbed him by his tie, walked across the club with him by his tie, and said, I want to introduce you to my lovely friend, Heather. And he told her she was beautiful, and he kissed her. He kissed several of us as well. Because he was also celebrating all night, apparently.
What?
And we danced at Polyester's all night, and he walked us out, and he was like, where are we going next? And we were all like, we have a wedding in the morning.
Yeah. Wasn't the real Ben Affleck?
Yes.
Holy hell.
Tabloid had pictures of us.
You,
the next day, dancing with him.
Oh.
You are the coolest friend on the planet.
Thank you.
Is so freaking cool. Now, you, like at any point in the night, did you, like, start to believe, like, oh my God, this actually is?
Him and I had this thing going where I was like, you're fake at Affleck, but you're doing really good.
Yeah.
Going back and forth and going, no, I'm really Ben Affleck. I'm like, I bet you get laid a lot saying that line. So him and I kept going back and forth, and then he literally showed me his ID at the end.
Wow. Wait, you said there's a picture of this?
Oh, yes. We have many.
Can you send that to us? I would so desperately want to see this picture.
All right, let me make sure. I don't have any more copies of it, but the bride does. So I will text her and get her to send me a picture of the
God, that would be so incredible. I would love to share that picture on our Instagram because that's the coolest story we've heard so far.
That's awesome.
That's so amazing. Thank you so much for calling us.
Sure, no problem.
And when we get that picture, we'll put it at Kramer and Jess on Instagram. At Kramer and Jess.
Now. Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 106.5. This is Baltimore's morning show.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Tuesday show.
Good morning.
It's always a sense of panic when I'm like, what day is today?
I just wait to see if you're going to say the wrong day.
I know. In case you don't know why I do that, I have a podcast, a daily podcast, too, called Certified Mama's Boy. I always have to record that a day ahead, but make it seem like it's that day, you know? So yeah. I'm always like, what day of mode am I in? No, baby. It's Tuesday. You've survived Monday. And we're going to kick things off with you today. If you're part of our 6 o'clock club, which means you're just up, you're awake, first thing in the morning, all we want to do is say good morning to you. Simple enough, 410-583-1065. Shoot us a text and we'll say hi.
Carrie is so very good morning. Veronica, Mr. W, hello. Canton Kurt and Canton Karen. Hope-a-dope, good morning. Johnny E, Christine, Dante, Kenny from PA, Mr. Spicy, Brian, our Lyft driver in Dundalk, good morning. Lori, Cheryl, John the Wheelman, good morning. Amanda from the Eastern Shore, Drew H, Christina, Eric the Carpenter, Juan and a million checking in, Chase in Westminster, Halston, Dan the Man, Deputy Chief 402, good morning. Sarah and Stu, Yvonne, Jim at USCG, Magic Mike, Mandy and Dave, Beautiful Beverly, Lazy Lind, and Lisa, happy Tuesday.
What's up? 410-583-1065. So glad to have you guys here. Thanks for being a part of our little radio show. May 11th, by the way, is National Eat What You Want Day.
Yeah.
Okay, which, by the way, I feel like I did that pretty much between March 15th, 2020 through a few weeks ago.
Right.
No diets, no guilt. Know your mama's screaming at you to put the cookie down because today is all about your taste buds. Think of your favorite food spots and prepare those stomachs that have been working so hard for the perfect summertime bod, okay? So I was asking Jess right before the show, I said, if you could put your ideal meal together, like go to different restaurants all over the city, all over the state, could be a chain, could be somewhere local, what would your absolute ideal meal be for National Eat What You Want Day? I'm going to ask you the same question, okay? Put whatever you want, appetizer, entree, sides,
yeah,
desserts, put it together, text it to us, 410-583-1065. Let's see if we can come up with the best one, Jess.
I would get a hot chocolate from Cheesecake Factory and a Caesar salad from Cheesecake Factory.
What?
I would get crab dip from O'Brien's in Annapolis.
Okay.
And then I would get sushi. I think it's called Yumi Sushi in Ellicott City. And then I would get pho at Pho Tan Mai. And then
you gotta eat all this, by the way.
I will.
Okay.
And is that, I think, and then pizza from Pizza John's.
Nice.
Yeah. Ooh, and the crab dip nachos from Nacho Mama's.
Okay.
I think that's what I would do.
I took my answer a little more responsibly.
Why? It's eat what you
want. Right, but you have to be able to eat all that. So I'm saying put together your perfect meal. You just literally named 17 entrees.
I would just hang out.
Just make it a whole day.
I would have no plans.
Whole day, baby.
I would just hang out.
Clear my schedule. I'll be eating today.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. I would do Impossible Burger from Cheesecake Factory. So good.
Okay.
I had the best French fries at a place called Bo Brooks over in Canton. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Out of all the fries I ever had, I'd pull those fries up and then shake from Shake Shack.
Ooh.
Yes, sir. I need that right now. I need that right this second. All right, put together your favorite meal.
Okay, so Carrie is so very... said they would have a steak from Texas Roadhouse and a milkshake from Ice Cream Alley's in Littlestown, PA.
Ooh, okay. That sounds fire.
I forgot a chocolate shake in mine. Dang.
I think you're good.
I don't have a name on this one, but a text from the 952 says Culver's chicken strips and a butter burger with Chick-fil-A waffle fries and a Sonic slushie.
Waffle fries are fire.
Oh my gosh, this is so, I'm getting
it's
so
really,
excited.
It's really, honestly, the intimidation of picking the fries, I think, is the hardest part.
I forgot fries too.
No, it's too bad. You picked it already.
Our KinderCare ladies, Karen and Amber, good morning. Brenda, our rideshare driver, Sherry, hello. LG, the sassy scientist, Hope-a-dope says crab dip from Looney's, seafood nachos from La Tolteca, and then Cheesecake Factory. She's got two spots. What else does she want from there? Oh, cheesecake, obviously, from Cheesecake Factory.
Good choice.
She also put some sushi in there, too. Mama Bear Wall, good morning. What is this one? Chase in Westminster says 36 ounce tomahawk steak and salmon from the River Steak and Fish House in Pasadena.
Nice.
Also, cookie dough cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory.
Got a lot of Cheesecake Factories in
there. And he would make a stop at the Carmencita Luna food truck in Glen Burnie as well.
Dang, okay.
Ponytail P, not your average Josh, formerly known as Jazzy Josh. Good morning, Melanie from Westminster. And we also have one more meal right here. Dan the Man says chicken and steak hibachi with extra fried rice. Ooh. With extra egg fried gyoza. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mochi ice cream from a restaurant in Easton, Maryland.
I forgot all about hibachi. That would have been fire to add to the list.
Why are we doing this right now?
I know. I'm so hungry. So excited for today. It's like my favorite of all the holidays. What's your ideal meal? Any restaurants in Maryland you want to combine? What's it look like? 410-583-1065. Good morning.
Mix 106.5. It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
All right, let's look at the top 3 trending stories that people here in Maryland are sharing this morning.
Number 3.
Ocean City officials honored the Good Samaritan who jumped off a bridge to save a toddler who was ejected from a crash into the water. Jonathan Bauer jumped off the Maryland Route 90 bridge in Ocean City the other weekend after a multi-vehicle crash sent a 2-year-old girl flying into the water.
I saw the car seat and some other items, and then about 6 feet away from the car seat was a little girl. She was on her back, completely floating, head completely out of the water, arms moving, legs kicking, and a little pink dress.
A family on their boat went over and rescued both Bauer and the baby girl just moments later, and the Ocean City mayor and first responders presented Bauer with a plaque.
So cool. Trying to find this guy, man. He must be on lockdown right now. He was anonymous for a long time.
Yeah,
and he came forward. I really want to get him on the radio show. If you know anything about this guy or how we can get in touch with him, come on, man. It's Baltimore. We can pull this off. 410-583-1065.
Number 2.
NBC has canceled the Golden Globes after a growing list of controversies, including severe lack of diversity, misuse of funds, and allegation of sexism and abuse. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which puts on the Globes, was originally under fire when it was revealed that they had 0 black members. NBC's decision meant that there will not be a Golden Globes broadcast in 2022, but it might return in 2023. Tom Cruise has reportedly given back all 3 of his Golden Globes for Born on the 4th of July, Jerry Maguire, and Magnolia. Others like Scarlett Johansson have also spoke out as well. And over the weekend, Netflix, Amazon, Warner Media, and HBO cut ties with the Globes as well.
I had no idea else was going on. No idea. I don't know enough about the controversy to talk, speak on it, educated, so I'm not. But I'm okay with them canceling every award show. Honestly, I'm okay with it. We like, literally, the ratings on these shows are dropping in half. I just think the interest in this kind of stuff is gone.
Totally.
You know? And I don't know why it changed, but it just did. We used to love it. Like, we'd be so excited. Oh, my God, the Oscars are coming up. They're coming up. You'd talk about it. What this person wear? What they say?
It is so different now. Yeah, it is so different.
Totally different.
Number 1.
So, today is National Eat What You Want Day. So, yeah. I guess that means there are a few people out there that haven't treated every day since March of last year as an unofficial Eat Whatever You Want Day.
Dang.
And a new survey found the top 5 foods that we would eat every single day if there weren't any consequences. Coming in at number 5, tacos or burritos. Number 4, ice cream. Mm-hmm. Number 3, burgers. Number 2, pasta. I didn't include pasta in my meal. I have to. Pasta's my favorite.
Yeah, that is smart.
And number 1, pizza.
Yeah, I was going to say, I knew pizza was. Yeah, it's so funny. Every other week, I buy stuff for Taco Tuesday.
That's
like my thing, right?
Yeah.
I swear to you, every Monday night rolls around, I make those tacos. Last night, I was like, because I'm sorry, burritos, tacos, so good.
Yeah.
And it like stares at me in the fridge. You know,
so you don't
fridge,
even
like,
do it on Tuesday?
No,
you
I mean,
do it on Mondays?
I have leftover. I can't.
I mean, that's fine. It's your life.
Yeah, it's my life. Like, live your life. 2021, baby.
It's your life.
Hot boy summer, whatever. All right. Is it rude to ask somebody if they have a COVID vaccine? Okay, listen, there's all kind of new rules in our life now when it comes to all kind of things. Mask is one thing. When do you wear a mask? When do you not?
Yeah.
But now there's a lot of social implications that come with that too. And one of them would be how you're handling the COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
Are you choosing to get it? Are you not? But I think more importantly, in a new survey out this morning, the same exact question, is it rude to ask someone if they got the COVID vaccine? 410-583-1065. I want to have this conversation because I think it's really important that we don't make this a thing.
Yes.
I think we right now have the ability to stop this kind of thing because we're kind of molding what this looks like anyway. I'll tell you what people said in the city. 24% of people in Baltimore said it's rude to ask a friend whether they've gotten the COVID vaccine or not, okay? 68% of people say it's not rude, okay? And the rest really aren't sure anywhere in between there. I don't think that we need to make COVID vaccines a point of contention between us.
I couldn't agree more.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it really... Here's the thing. I should be able to ask Jess and you not get offended by that question.
Right.
It should not be an issue where for the 24% of people that think it is rude, I want you to call. Because I can't see the other side of this, of why this has to be something else that's splitting us apart or making us feel uncomfortable.
I mean,
when there's so many things in between us right now,
yes,
that are making us feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay, for example, too, like I am starting to date now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to me. Like, it's important to me to know that someone's taking the vaccine as seriously as I do. To me, it's a big deal. May not be for you. For me, it is.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to ask that question and not feel weird about it.
No,
and I want someone to feel like they can ask me that question.
Yeah.
And not feel weird about it.
I think dating for sure. You know, I think if you are going out there and putting yourself out there like you are, I think it's your right to ask. I don't think it's rude for you to ask me because I think we're close friends.
Yeah.
I feel like for the percentage that you gave with friends thinking it's rude to 24% ask.
24% of people.
Which I think is a little bizarre to me because I've asked my closest friends. Those have been conversations, but in the most casual way on the planet. Like, hey, are you getting the vaccine? No? Yes? All right, cool. So with that, I think you should be able to talk to your like best friends about anything. But when it comes to asking strangers or maybe people that you're not so close to, I don't think it's your business.
So who would you think would be inappropriate to ask that question to? 410-583-1065, by the way, if you think it's rude to ask someone if they got the COVID vaccine. Because I want to hear that side of it, too. I'm not going to, like, tear you apart. I'm just genuinely curious of what you find offensive about
it.
No,
I know. I'm
like, how about, like, your kid's teacher? It's okay, right?
I mean, but is it their business to ask you, though?
I would think so.
If
you're teaching my child, I think I'd want to know that. How about...
But teachers have the right to...
Sure.
They have the right to choose not to.
And I think I have the right to ask the question, right? It gets tricky. It gets tricky.
But I don't know. I don't know, though, to be honest, because then what? Then you want to take your kid out of the classroom?
Maybe. I don't know. That's way too many layers of things that aren't real for me.
Yeah.
For me to actually make that decision, you know?
Uh-huh. A text from the 410 says, do you ask others if they got any other vaccinations? I think it's rude because you're asking about someone's health and you're not entitled to know unless they choose to share. Josh says, I don't think it is rude.
Wait, really quick. Let me answer that really quick. I mean, I think it is important. Like, if you don't have the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, I'd kind of like to know that too, to be honest with you.
Okay, but like, do you do that? Have you been doing that when you meet people?
No, but now I'm going to, Jess. Thanks for bringing that up. Okay. Now something else to give me anxiety over. Thank you.
Okay. Another text from the 410. It's nobody's business. You don't go around asking people if they've gotten their flu shot. Josh says, I do not think it's rude. It could be an issue to you or your family or friends' safety. A lot of these texts, a couple of them that kind of say the same thing is when when people ask that question, maybe you may not make somebody feel differently, but other people may treat other people differently if they do or do not have the vaccine. Like someone who does have the vaccine, okay, asks a question and then you say no, and then they give you some sort of like uncomfortable feeling and weird attitude, you know, which I think for me, that's the main reason why, just to avoid that even happening. I think it would be more polite just to, I don't think we should ask. I don't, also too, another text that I saw, and I don't see a name, is that if you do have the vaccine and you do feel safe, then why do you feel the need to ask?
I just don't know why I shouldn't be able to ask and it not be an issue. That's my point. I don't think we should just be normalize it now before it gets out of control. 410-583-1065. Hey, Mix, who's this?
This is Kelly. I listen to you guys all the time, but this one I had to call in.
Oh, come on. What's going on?
Okay, so with the vaccine, okay, because yeah. I feel like, all right, with close friends, I feel like they would already know where I stand with all of this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But everybody else, though, now that's a different story, because it's like at my job, right?
Yeah.
It's almost like bragging rights. Oh, I'm vaccinated. I got my second shot today. Like, I don't feel like that should be forced on people.
I agree with you.
Because it may go deeper than that, because it may not just be this vaccine. What if it's a person that hasn't got, like, no vaccines? Like, it's more deeper than just this. Like,
right.
They don't believe in all of that.
Okay, so
I don't feel like it should be, like, everyone's entitled whether they get vaccinated or not vaccinated. But as long as I'm not putting nobody in jeopardy, I don't feel like it should be a forced thing. Like,
yeah.
And they're better because they got it.
Let me make the differentiation, too, just so that we're really clear on this conversation. I personally don't care what you do with your body ever. Like, if you want to get the vaccine, cool. If you don't want to get the vaccine, cool. To me, it doesn't matter. Now, I also, like, there are just certain situations I personally would feel more comfortable in, you know? So to be able to ask that question, like, for example, if I'm going to go on a date with somebody, I just want to know that we're on the same page when it comes to the vaccine.
That's,
like,
that's going to
be important. That's the thing. Like, I feel like if you're close with people, or it's your friends or your family and stuff like that, that's a little different.
Yeah.
But, like, coworkers or, like, just strangers, like, I feel like that's kind of, like, why is that even in your business?
Okay. Exactly. Because
I mean, unless I'm trying to be in your face, but it's not my business and I have my mask on. Like, why do you need to know?
Exactly.
Okay. So we're trying to figure out, like, where the line is. So close friends, yes, it's fine. Coworkers, not okay to ask that question. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of agree with Jeff. Like, if it's your friends, like, that's one thing. I mean, your friends, I'm sure that this is not going to end a friendship, but, like, you know, if it's just random, you know, like, coworkers or random people, like,
old Jenny in accounting over here. We don't need to ask her status.
Yeah, because also it's not like I have a post-it on my forehead that has my medical records either. And before this, it's not like people. Yeah, it's not your business. And so I think I agree with you when it comes to your family members and people close to you, and like not wanting to put your family in jeopardy. That's something completely different than someone that you have no relation to, and that really isn't meant to be in your business.
Okay. Hi, Dana.
Good morning.
Do you find it offensive?
No, I don't think so. Specifically in this time, because this is an issue of public health and it's a contagious disease.
Right, right.
So, you know, I think it's appropriate, you know, if you're going to be around somebody in close enough quarters where this can affect your health or somebody else's health, you know, it's a pertinent question. I don't think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Thing to ask. You should have the right to protect yourself and your family, right?
That's the point I'm trying to make. It shouldn't be a point of contention. Again, I want to reiterate the fact, I don't care what you do with your body. I don't care. I really don't. But I think I should be able to ask the question of what you do with your body and it just not be something that you take offensively. You know what I mean? Jen from Ellicott City, is it offensive to ask that question?
So I think it is, and it's because what if someone can't get the vaccine because they have some other underlying health condition, and then now you've opened that up to like them having to explain their other health condition that they don't want to talk about.
I mean, yes, but also, why do we have to make that a thing? You know what I mean? Like, why does that have to become a thing?
But I think you asking is making it a thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
anybody who's asking is making it a situation.
Yeah, exactly. And if it's like, someone's immunocompromised and for some reason they can't get this vaccine, because there are people that can't, then it's like, why do I have to tell you about my other health issues now?
Yeah. I would say it is probably a very small percentage. Can we agree to that?
No, because you don't know anybody's business.
I mean, I would assume that...
You're assuming.
I would assume. I don't personally know anybody.
No, you don't. So leave them alone.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't.
But you might. You might.
I might. You're right. I might.
You don't know that.
Okay, all right, I'll take it. I mean, I hear you. I don't know that I necessarily think that's like should be the reason why we don't, but I hear you. Is that fair?
Okay. No.
That's fair. Okay,
but you can't just say no. Worst debater ever goes to Jessica Dutra today.
I'm not debating with you. I just say no.
Hello, Jen from Westminster.
Hello.
Is it offensive?
See, this is where I don't know that it's offensive, but this is where I have a hard time. I work in the front office of a school.
Okay.
And so we get asked this question almost on the daily from parents whose children are returning wanting to know if all the staff members have been vaccinated.
Okay.
And I can't tell people that because it's not my place to say it. I'm not allowed to, you know, discuss our staff members' choices. So all I can say is everyone who wanted to be vaccinated has been vaccinated, and leave it at that. But it's just, and I get parents are concerned. I'm a parent. My kid's in elementary school as well, and I understand that. But it puts us in an awkward place when every day people are asking, well, is everybody vaccinated? I'm not comfortable sending my kid back if everybody's not vaccinated. But I can't say, yes, all of us are, or no, none of us are, or anything, because I don't know, and two, it's not my place.
I'd be like, blink twice if everyone's vaccinated. Well, do you, I mean, you deal with this question all the time. Do you find it offensive?
I don't know that I find it offensive, but it gets to the point where it's, I don't know, it's kind of annoying, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, so often.
Okay, so as a parent, though, I mean, don't you feel like you should be able to ask your kid's teacher that without it being, like, an issue?
I mean, so my youngest is in kindergarten. I'm very good friends with his teacher. So we've had this conversation. So it wasn't awkward. My third grader, I've never asked his teachers because I don't know them like that. And I would feel weird being like, hey, you know, just curious, did you get vaccinated?
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, it's interesting to hear from someone that like kind of deals with it all the time, you know, for sure. I'm glad you called this morning. Thank you so much. Have a great Tuesday, okay?
You too.
Mix 106.5. It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Hey, that was fun.
That was much more fun than I thought it was going to be.
That was great. Thank you for the phone calls. These are the top three trending stories in Baltimore this morning. Your friends are talking about.
Number three.
All hands are on deck in the Biden administration in the wake of the Colonial Pipeline shutdown. More than 5,000 miles of a pipeline that serves the South and the East Coast were shut down after a cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline's computer system. A security breach forced the move, and now gas stations in the South are already running on empty. There are reports of the stations running out of fuel around the South. Apart from shortages, the pipeline shutdown is also expected to cause prices to spike, so be on the lookout for that. The pipeline is preparing to come back online, and officials say they hope to restore full service by the end of the week. The pipeline transports about 2.5 million barrels per day of gasoline, jet fuel, and other petroleum products from the Gulf Coast to the East Coast.
So not something you probably think about all the time, but this story's got me freaking out. Like, maybe I should fill up today.
Number two.
After their bombshell interview on CBS, Oprah Winfrey and Prince Harry are reuniting and teaming up to launch a new mental health series for Apple TV Plus. The Me You Can't See will be a documentary series featuring high-profile guests and mental health experts, profiling people around the world living with the challenges of mental health issues and addressing their emotional well-being. Some of the guests include Lady Gaga, Glenn Close, celebrity chef Rashad Armstead, and many more. And it'll be premiering on Apple TV Plus on May 21st.
I really love it. I think that sounds really interesting. When I saw the story, though, I was like, I hope they didn't just use that. It's almost like Will Smith. Remember Will Smith posted a picture of him all like, oh, look, I'm fat right now. And then 2 days later, he's like, by the way, I've got a new YouTube series coming out. I'm just hoping they didn't use that whole thing to then launch this mental health thing for Apple TV.
Or maybe they had the interview and now they're friends and they're like, let's do something in honor of Mental Health Month.
It's been long enough.
Because that's what this month is.
Yeah.
Number one.
Good news for 90s kids who have laundry baskets filled with Barbies in their parents' basements because Mattel wants to recycle your old toys. This is kind of cool. The 76-year-old toy company is launching a pilot program called Mattel Playback, and that's designed to recover and reuse materials and old toys for future products and provide a way to keep the materials out of landfills. So right now, they're only accepting Barbie, Matchbox, and Mega Toys, and then other toys are expected to be taken in the future. And any material that they can't use will be either downcycled or converted from waste to energy. And the company hopes by 2030 to be using 100% recycled, recyclable or bio-based plastic materials.
Kramer and Jess, Charm City Secrets.
On Mix 106.5.
Will you call us right now? Will you call us right now if you've ever been skinny dipping before? Will you call us right now if you've ever been skinny dipping before? So I want to know if that was a pleasurable experience or if it was awkward experience,
it was
okay?
Scary and cold.
Yeah, you know? 410-583-1065. Welcome to Charm City Secrets, by the way. We do this every Tuesday and Thursday around this time. In case you've never been here before.
We always give you a topic. It's your chance to call in and vent and get something off your chest that you haven't had a chance to talk about, maybe. Yeah. And we always have a voice disguiser option as well, so your neighbors don't have to know that it's you.
Yeah, this is like your secret, your deepest, darkest secrets. Yeah. I can't imagine you like running up to your coworkers and be like, guess what? I skinny dipped. Like, get it on the radio. It's kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
410-583-1065. The reason that I asked this, a new survey is out today saying that 76% of people in Maryland are planning to let loose and do things they've never done before this summer.
Yep.
Obviously because we've been cooped up for so long.
Yeah.
So they're asking the question of like, what does that mean? Like, what are people like taking that as? I'll just go to the top three. Number three is kiss a stranger.
Okay.
Just kiss somebody you've never seen before. Even that gives me anxiety. Mm-hmm. And make sure you have permission, by the way. Don't just be kissing people that don't want to kiss them. All right. Number two is skydiving.
Oh, wow.
Number one is skinny dipping. Wow. The number one thing that people are like, I'm going to let loose this summer.
Uh-huh.
I plan on skinny dipping.
Ocean City, better watch out.
You know? My question, though, is like, how'd that turn out for you? Like, was it everything you thought it was going to be?
Mm-hmm.
What's that like? How do you get out? Like, what do you do, you know? 410-583-1065. Hey, Cassie from Baltimore, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You've gone skinny dipping before?
Yes, only once, though, and it was quite some time ago.
I feel like it's a one-time thing. We don't hear a lot of people have done it more than once. Well, tell us your story.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I don't think I would ever do it again. It was graduation night from high school, and everyone was drinking and partying, and someone had like the fabulous idea to go skinny dipping
in
like his dad's pool. And I was like, okay, like I guess I'll do that. Like, it's our graduation night.
Right, yeah, live it up, right?
It was the worst thing ever. Like, it was, well, here's why. Because you have to realize, like, after that moment, you have seen all of your friends naked.
Ew.
And
they
see you naked.
Yeah. Yeah, like, especially at that age. I mean, I think it'd be terrible nowadays, don't get me wrong. But yeah, I didn't think about that aspect of like literally from here on out, like you've all seen everything of each other. Do you keep up with any of these friends still?
Yeah, some of them I do, but it's like this, we've never talked about it. It's like this unspoken, like,
never again
thing. Like, you've seen me without my clothes on, I've seen you without your clothes on, and it's like, I'm a pretty, like, conservative person,
yeah.
And, like, it's so crazy and wild to think, like, I have this memory that, like, I wouldn't say I want to forget it, but I certainly
don't feel
the need to, like, remember every detail, you know what I mean?
We'll blame it on high school, you know what I mean? We'll just blame it, like a lot of things. That was high school. Thank you for your secret this morning. Celeste from Randallstown, have you been skinny dipping before?
So, awkwardly, I have. Okay, so there's, like, this little stream, you would call it, you know, and it's actually, like, public. And I'm not really sure if we're supposed to go back there. But anyway, I would go back there. It's actually with an ex, so.
Okay. Are you guys together in a couple, or you guys are already exes at this point?
We were together at that point.
Okay.
But what made it so awkward was because the water was actually kind of slimy.
Oh, girl.
See, like, listen.
You know,
our-
and it was like, at that point, and I remember, like, I remember, you know, getting dressed and, like, just wanting to go in the house to shower because I felt so gross. Like,
yeah, like, in our heads, it seems like it's going to be, like, super sexy, right?
Well,
like,
no, because
like,
oh my God, you just think the water is all clean, and then sometimes it's not.
Yeah, I mean, it's never clean, people, okay? Like, you
well,
have
no,
to think about
here,
this kind
not
of stuff.
Here. It's definitely never clean.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Hey, you never do it again, right?
No, I would probably totally never do it again.
One and done, baby. One and done. Thank you for your call today.
All right. Bye.
410-583-1065. Hello, Sarah from Glen Burnie. Good morning.
Good morning.
You've been skinny dipping before.
Actually, a lot, and I am the skinny dipping instigator most of the time.
Oh, good.
I don't even think this is weird. If I'm near water and I don't have a swimsuit, I'm probably going to skinny dip.
Take a sip.
I was in Mexico with a good friend of mine that I worked with, and we came home from a night of clubbing, and we were, like, on the beach, and we just were like, hey, like, we had our swimsuits, but we were like, let's go skinny dipping, and what we'll do is, like, we'll get in the water, because we, like, he's a guy, and we're like, we'll get in the water, and then we'll take our swimsuits off so we don't see each other.
Wait, this is a coworker of yours?
Yes, it was a coworker. Like, a few coworkers went to Mexico, and, you know, he was a friend. I considered him a friend more, but we were like, okay, listen, we want a skinny dip to do it, but, like, we don't want to see each other naked, so we'll just, like, it was dark.
Okay.
We'll just, like, get in the ocean, and then we'll take our swimsuits off, and we'll, like, you know, hold on to them, and then we'll put them back on when we get out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how'd that go?
So I decided that I was going to tie my little string bikini around my ankle, and I was like, you know, that's just going to put it back on. Well, there are waves in the ocean, and it got washed off of my foot.
No.
And so I had nothing. I had towel. I had to walk at probably 3 o'clock in the morning through a hotel, buck naked.
No, you didn't. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
So your coworker then saw your behind.
Absolutely. And, he was, like, you know, trying to avert his eyes. But I'm so happy that happened in Mexico, because otherwise, like, because I know that he owed me. He knows about this.
Right.
I'm also happy that I had alcohol in my system, or else I don't think I would have been able to even do that.
Did it make things weird with you and him after that, or no? It's cool.
No, he was a super cool dude.
There you go.
He wasn't. Yeah.
Would you,
I'm still friends with him to this day,
that's
actually.
Awesome.
But
would you do it again?
Skinny dip? No, not that. I learned my lesson about tying my swimsuit around my ankle. But I would skinny dip again.
Okay.
I think being naked is the best thing ever. So
it's fun.
Awesome.
It's fun at times. It is fun at times. Okay, there she goes. Thank you for calling us.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Amber. Hi, Amber.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing well. You skinny dip a lot?
I have been multiple times. I'm never the instigator, but one of my best friends loves to skinny dip, and we happen to travel together a lot, so I end up skinny dipping a lot as a result.
Fun so every time?
Yeah, it's... So my friend has a banging body. She's gorgeous. Of course, if I looked like her, I'd want to be naked all the time, too. I have a lot of body insecurity, though. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's become like this body positivity experience.
That's beautiful.
So
that's cool.
It's a group of girls. We all have different body types. And it just becomes this fun experience together.
By the way,
all married. Sometimes our husbands come, sometimes they don't. I think guys tend to be less into it, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't had any guys call in this morning, I don't even think. So, like, I just think guys were less into it. I don't know why, but it's usually a really good time, and I find it to be a really positive experience, especially in society. Like, you know, shaming people showing too much skin, or people with different body types dressing a certain way or not covering up enough. So it's
You know what's funny is you literally just confirmed every guy's fantasy of what girls do on girls' trips, okay? Like,
well, these aren't even girls' trips. We travel with our husbands.
Yeah, and you leave them at the hotel.
At night,
yeah.
And they don't come.
That's awesome.
Every guy's like, please be skinny dipping. Please be skinny dipping. Please. 410-583-1065. Thank you for your story, by the way.
Hello.
What city are you calling from, Julie?
Cockeysville.
There she goes. Julie from Cockeysville. You've been skinny dipping before.
I have.
And?
I think it's been like 20 years.
What happened?
Well, it was back in high school, and don't laugh, but it was at band camp.
That's perfect.
God, okay. You're like living the American Pie dream over here.
Oh, that's so perfect.
Well, long story, but, you know, my mom asked me to join because she worked at a all-boy high school, and they needed those fly girls, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I made my best friend, join with me. But anyway, so we were at band camp, and we were two, you know, high school
boys. I'm sorry,
can
you please just say this one time at band camp just to make the story better?
I can't say it anymore.
Not with a straight face.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, it was dark, and I don't know exactly. I don't remember where we were, but there was, you know, water there. I don't know if it was a lake or bay or what, but so, of course, me and my best friend decide, you know, we're going to skinny dip with these two boys, but we decide, you know, we jump in first, but... There was some kind of jellyfish in the water.
Oh, God.
So when we jumped in, they lit up like crazy all around us.
No, they didn't.
So we were screaming our heads off trying to get out of the water, and these boys are just laughing their heads off. You know?
Yeah, no, I bet. Never again after that, huh? You wouldn't do it.
No.
There's no way.
Never again.
Not doing it. That's a great story, though. Thank you for calling us.
Sure, you're welcome.
That's what I fear. Like, that's what I don't want to get myself into. A situation where you're so vulnerable in that water. You don't know what's going on down there. You think
jellyfish?
You know. Not this guy. Not this summer. Don't want to be that wild.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.